Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go to Virginia. Virginia, there's a gubernatorial primary yesterday. In the odd years, right after a presidential election, there are only two states that have gubernatorial elections, two states. One of them is New Jersey, where Phil Murphy is a shoo-in to get reelected, but the other one is Virginia. Virginia has some odd laws, and I'll tell you what one of them is. You can only serve one term as governor at a time. You can't succeed yourself. You can serve for 4 years. It's not a lifetime ban. You can lie in the weeds for 4 years, and the next guy gets in, and then you can run again. Well, what's happened down in Virginia, it's becoming increasingly blue state. Used to be a red state. Hey, listen, the Richmond was the capital of the Confederacy, okay? I was stationed in Little Creek, Virginia, right near Virginia Beach in Norfolk. Great state, but when I was there, that was a red state, very red state. Well, there's a Democratic primary for governor, and I'm pleased to say that Terry McAuliffe, former governor, has been renominated in a landslide. He had four or five opponents. Some of them qualified, some not. He got renominated. I shouldn't say renominated. He got nominated this time. He was nominated the time before last. Governor Northam came in between, and now Terry is coming back in. Now, a couple of things about it. He's running a guy named Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin, the Republican. A couple of things about them. They didn't have a primary that you could vote in. They nominated Glenn Youngkin with delegates that were selected in the process. So instead of the whole state, it was delegates, about 50,000 of them. Youngkin won. Youngkin spends a lot of money. Why does he have a lot of money? Because Youngkin, here's his only credential. He was the CEO, the CEO of the Carlyle Group, a private equity firm. That's what he done. His entire life, what he does is he basically buys and sells companies. I mean, I don't know. Do you want the CEO of a hedge fund in there, private equity, venture capital? Do you want CEO of Goldman Sachs? Do you want the CEO of Morgan Stanley? I mean, do you want the CEO of Credit Suisse? Do you want this? No, I don't. I really don't. I really do not. So his whole shtick is he was the CEO of the Carlyle Group. Most people have never heard of the Carlyle Group. I think the Bushes invested in it. I don't know where all is invested, and I don't know that they have an SEC obligation to report where it's invested. Maybe they do now, but I don't need this. I don't need some guy who's the CEO of the Carlyle Group just saying, oh, well, I'll be governor of Virginia. No, sir. McAuliffe is a very good guy, very good guy. He'll be a great governor again. Go to the lines. Rocky of Madison, my friend. Thanks, Quill. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Oh, good morning. I was hoping you had some idea how to get those Capitol Police that were under siege rewarded or compensated. Maybe compensated is a better word. I mean, if I was there and I had a gun, it'd be pretty hard not to defend myself for the 1,000 people coming at me or thousands of people. Those guys all deserve a $100,000 check or something just to move on to the next job. Who wants to go back to a job like that where you might get stomped to death?
Right. Excellent question. Here's the deal. And here's what's going to happen. You have these police officers, and maybe there were, you know, dozens of them against, like you say, almost 1,000 people. Now, they had weapons. They could start firing. They'd be soon overturned. And then a couple of times you heard people say, use the weapon on him. So they stood there as they were punched in the face. They stood there as they were pushed, as they were called names. They were right to their face. And then they were dragged down the stairs by their ankles with their heads banging against the stairs. These are police officers, by the way. Police officers. You saw them trying to stab them with poles, one of them be down, and the guy over him would take a flagpole and ram it into his chest. They punctured one of them. They stabbed them. They gouged the eye out of another one and hit two more over the head with lead pipes. Something like 17 of them are still on disability. They're still too injured to go back to work. And we're talking January 6th. We're talking 5 months. Still are injured. Some retired. One committed suicide. Brian Sicknick died of a stroke, and the Republicans are saying, well, he was weak. He would have died of a stroke anyway. That's what they're saying. I don't think so. He was in good shape. He's very good shape. Good man. Spray with bear spray. That contributed to it, in my opinion. So how are they going to be compensated? Well, a couple of ways. One of them, there's a lawsuit pending on their behalf and on behalf of others. Eric Swalwell. Eric Swalwell brought one. He's a congressman. They sued Trump. They sued Rudy Giuliani. They sued Don Jr. You know, under worker comp, I mean, there are issues about whether you can sue your employer for an injury that wasn't intentional on his part, the employer's part. Employer was negligent. Negligent. They had all this information. If I were in the Capitol Police guarding it and somebody had given me a day-by-day briefing, said there are people out there going to bring guns, they're exchanging info on where the tunnels are, how many police officers are going to be, I'd say, hey, I want National Guard. I mean, I want some troops. I want barriers set up, you know, not those flimsy barriers. Yeah, like if you go down to the Fiserv Center in Milwaukee, and you know, a lot of places, there'll be these sort of movable aluminum, they look like, you know, with poles on them. Anybody can pick them up. A kid could pick them up and move them. In this case, some of the officers who sympathize with the protesters actually move them for them to get in, because they thought, oh, these are just a bunch of guys, just like me. Well, no, they weren't just like them. Suddenly they see a gallows set up with a noose. The guy's yelling, let's hang Mike Pence. So how are they going to get compensated? They should get punitive damages as well as compensatory damages. They should get all their medical payments paid, pain and suffering, loss of work. Even if they're being compensated while they're out of work, there's a lot of other things that go into losing that income. And punitive damages. Punitive damages are damages over and above compensatory damages, over and above your medical bills and your pain and suffering, that says we're not putting up with this. We're not putting up with this. And those cases are pending, and they're pending against Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Don Jr., and a lot of these people that gin this thing up. And that's one reason why we should have had a January 6th commission. The Senate came out with one. Nancy Pelosi can do one in the House. Republicans, Moscow Mitchell say, well, Kevin McCarthy will go, well, that's partisan. Yeah, that's partisan. They're the ones that barred the bipartisan commission. They filibustered in the Senate. And then any attempt to look into it is supposedly partisan. You know, those people are unbelievable. Who falls for this? How stupid are people, really? I don't think most are. Most Democrats aren't, moderate Republicans, independents are not. But there's a cult following of Trump that's very dangerous, that seems to have split off from the body politic. So, Rocky, are they going to get compensated? There are lawsuits pending. They'll certainly get worker comp. They'll get their medical bills paid. How do you compensate a guy for losing an eye? I don't want to walk around one eye. How do you compensate a guy for being brain damaged and his wife for having to live with him and care for him when he's beaten over the head with a lead pipe? These people have to go to prison for a long time. Long time, and they are. And there's a lot of prosecutions out there, 300 or 400 of them. But I want to see money go to these guys, and I want to see punitive damages going to these guys. Not just compensatory damages, punitive damages. And that is what is going to be awarded, in my judgment, in these pending lawsuits. Thanks for calling in. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. Going to a break, right back after the break.
He got down, but you never got touch. He's gonna make it through the night.